Hi, I'm Cheryl Pegus, the Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Clinical Innovation at NYU Langone Medical Center. In the last 15 years, we've seen a growth of a new specialty in hospital centers. That's the growth of hospitalist, which started at the end of the 1990s, a term actually coined by Dr. Wachter for physicians who spent most of their time taking care of patients in the hospital. This specialty came into being because these patients were sicker, required more complex care, and required real-time care with physicians being present. Hospitalists today are the fastest growing specialty of physicians in the United States. Over the last 5 or 10 years, we've also seen another trend: academic centers, hospitals, community health systems purchasing outpatient practices of ambulatory physicians. Today, about 58% of family physicians and 50% of internal medicine physicians are employed by health systems. We also see this with multi-specialty practices, where about 40% of them today are associated with health systems and about 20% of single specialty hospitals. Today, we have a number of our physicians who are employed both as an inpatient in managing patients in the inpatient setting and as outpatient managing patients there. The opportunities to improve care are provided within these centers. One, many of these centers have their patient being seen by physicians at both places, and they utilize a single electronic medical record. There are many advantages to having your outpatient ambulatory sites and your inpatient physicians having patients cared on the same patient-centered portal, where the patients also have access to the system. Some of the benefits are, one, there's a patient history that's readily available. You actually know who the physicians are the patient has seen from a specialty and from a primary care perspective, and you have those results. You're aware of the different community resources that a patient has had. This allows you to begin an easy communication between physicians, even if they've met only once or twice, allowing for easier diagnosis, easier treatment protocols, and transitions back to the community. Because these physicians all work within the same health systems, it's extremely important that there are great communication modalities set up so that all of the physicians within a health system are hearing the same message. These are done in different ways by different hospitals. For many health systems, there's an onboarding system for physicians where they're hearing about the clinical guidelines, the evidence-based guidelines that are standardized throughout the entire health system. Many of these are embedded within the electronic medical record, so even as a physician in the outpatient or inpatient setting, if you're treating a patient with diabetes, there are flags generated that let you be aware of the different metrics, be it foot exams, eye exams, or hemoglobin A1C levels. There's a record and there's actually a prompt. The other pieces of information that can be embedded in an electronic medical record shared by all physicians are patient education materials that are again prompted to share with a patient. These usually are developed to be culturally appropriate and health literate. Electronic medical records form a basis for improving communications between inpatient and outpatient physicians. Putting training into place so that physicians are aware of the tools and how to utilize them are very important. So one, having training courses helps with that. The second is actually going a bit further and having actual onboarding events where physicians get to meet each other. Even today in our technological world, having a face-to-face meeting allows you to see who you're referring to and allows you to build a relationship with that person. Many health systems, including mine, host these events a couple of times a year, particularly for new physicians, so they can meet the physicians who they're working with, meet the other departments, and begin to feel comfortable in referrals and accessing some of the tools. The third very important modality in allowing there to be standardized evidence-based care focused on outcomes is having the chief of divisions and departments just say that. Say that this is important, this is how we're all going to work, and I'm available to aid you in making that happen. Here's where the resources are, here's what's done in my department to allow that to occur. The benefits are multiple for institutions, clinicians, and patients in this type of setting. For patients, their own primary care physician can say to them, I know the physician who you'll be seeing on an inpatient basis. More importantly, they'll have access to all of the information that I have, and they can provide the best care to you, speeding your treatments and allowing you to receive care on the outpatient setting that I will be aware of. For the clinicians, they will not be repeating tests. They will be providing care along evidence-based guidelines that are available to them within an electronic medical record. And again, they know what's occurred before and what the sensitivities may be for the patient or based on the community resources that have been utilized before, what the patient has access to. The benefits for a health system are improving quality of care. You have evidence-based guidelines that you've standardized available on an inpatient and outpatient basis. You're able to look at transitions of care for patients knowing that they'll be going back to the physicians who they were seeing on an outpatient basis. And in a value-based environment, you actually can track metrics throughout and share them with the physicians, inpatient and outpatient, so that you have a quality improvement system where people have access to data. Hospitalists are the fastest growing specialty. In the late 1990s, around 1996, there were about 100. 2 years ago, there were about 44,000. They continue to be a growing specialty with a great deal of interest by young physicians in particular. This has occurred because there is a need and because there's a lot of great innovation occurring in hospitals. There is also a growth in primary care physicians. For some of the same reasons, the partnership between these two will continue for the next number of years. It's a great opportunity for us to continue to provide patient-centered care. I'm Cheryl Pegus, the Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Clinical Innovation at NYU Langone Medical Center. Thank you.